Hi, thanks for joining us. I'm Kenny Choi.
And I'm Michelle Griego. This is your Picks Now update. We are kicking off the first day of spring with showers. Taking a live look from our KPI X5 studio roof camera. Actually, this might be the Richmond San Rafael Bridge. Instead. Yes, you're seeing a lot of cars go across that span, and you can see rain was once there on the roads as cars are making their way across that span. And look at that gray, gloomy sky out there right now. But the Sunnyvale Department of Public Safety officers, they're having a little fun with this weather, tweeting this image and writing, "Wanted for failure to appear. Warrant has been issued. Please help us locate this suspect." That's pretty cute. Let's get right over to Mary Lee to check when we might see that sun. He's been missing.
I know. Clever. Very clever. Well, we are looking at more sunshine for tomorrow. And here is high def Doppler, because we started off the day with moderate to heavy rainfall across the entire Bay Area. We're still tracking some strong cells popping up on high def Doppler. So zooming in, and you can see some heavy downpours right over St. Helena, Yountville, down through Napa and Sonoma. Also, a few showers right over the Richmond San Rafael Bridge in San Francisco, a few showers, the East Bay, Berkeley, but check out these line of showers from Walnut Creek, Alamo, down through San Leandro, about to push into San Ramon, as well as for Hayward. You can see it is pouring just to the west of Union City and also west of Fremont. And check out San Jose. You can see the cell right over San Jose. So some heavy rain just drenching the city of San Jose at the moment. So here's a satellite and radar view, that dip in the jet stream, trough of low pressure, bringing in that wet weather, that unsettled weather. So we're going to continue with off and on showers. Could see an isolated brief heavy downpour or thunderstorm as we go through the day. Drier for Thursday, and then another weather system rolls in for Friday, bringing more rain. And you can see that on Futurecast Friday in the afternoon. Back to you.
Mary, thank you. Right now, two labor unions are striking on UC campuses across the state. This includes 10,000 research and technical professionals. It's their third strike in less than a year, and the same issues remain on the table: wage inequality and job security. Other unions are joining them in solidarity. Last year, a union president telling KPI X5 that one in six people in positions that these union workers hold is outsourced.
That drives income inequality at UC. And for a university that professes social mobility, that's outrageous.
Workers say that UC negotiators presented their final offer last month. It included wage increases that were less than half of what the UC agreed to in September of last year with the California Nurses Association. Today's strike will continue all day.
President Trump lashing out on Twitter today against the husband of one of his closest advisors, Kellyanne Conway. George Conway has been one of President Trump's most high-profile critics. Today, the president called Conway Mr. Kellyanne Conway and said he was a stone-cold loser and husband from hell. Conway, who is a prominent conservative attorney, responded with, "You are nuts." That tweet has since been deleted.
He's a whack job, there's no question about it, but I really don't know him. I think he's doing a tremendous disservice to a wonderful wife.
This week, Kellyanne said she does not agree with her husband's concerns about the president's mental fitness.
All right, a live look now at the Golden Gate Bridge, where it may end up costing you a pretty penny to cross. That's according to a five-year toll hike proposal. That's up for a vote on Friday. Officials say that if approved, the toll could rise as much as $9.80 by 2023, costing commuters an extra $91 per year.
San Francisco's proposed ban on cashless businesses now includes Amazon Go. The retail giant has two stores in San Francisco and plans for a third. The cashless ban was introduced last month, and if passed, it would require brick-and-mortar businesses citywide to accept cash, not just credit cards and mobile payments. Supporters of the proposal say it is an effort to address inequity for low-income residents.
This may change your lunch plans. For the first time in nearly 10 years, kale is ranked on the Environmental Working Group's annual list of the most pesticide-heavy produce. The group says that tests showed more than 92% of kale samples contained two or more pesticides, even after being washed. The contaminants include a possible human carcinogen. Strawberries and spinach also topped the list. Nectarines and apples rounded out the top five.
It is California Wildlife Day, and this holiday is meant to celebrate the rich and diverse wildlife of the Golden State. And to honor the day, Walnut Creek's Lindsay Wildlife Experience is dropping its admission down to $1. The center is open until 5 o'clock tonight.
We'll be back in an hour with our newscast at noon on KPIX.com. You can also watch our hourly updates on your favorite platforms.
And be sure to leave us a review on iTunes, Amazon, and Google to let us know what you think.